figure, the world looks at all saints of God as some sort of foolish fraternity of dreamers, lost in the fog of their imagination, treating them as if it's insane to actually believe there is a real God and King of the universe. The world ridicules us that we even dare to call that person the cornerstone, the truth, the life, the champion. I'm sure our devotion seems far-fetched and preposterous to anyone who is a present-day realist and modern thinker. I think the godless minions esteem all believers in Christ as just a bunch of tongue clackers. They don't mind the mortal countdown of our lives, tolerated an inch barely above contempt, being okay with our sentence being served at the hands of a clock. What are lively stones and who is a chosen generation? Just how special are those chosen by God? 1 Peter 2:5. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. I figure we are lively stones, cut stones like tablets with God's words written on our hearts, animated or living. As Peter puts it, because we share in the life of Christ, we, in reference to the building called the body, each are living stones, voluntary and not self-originating. In other words, we didn't become living stones on our own, by our own merit, or because we were coerced. We are a peculiar people, a people for God's own possession, or a people belonging to God. In my opinion, I think anyone or anything belonging to God is a step above all else in the universe. We are living stones because Jesus is the living cornerstone and capstone. It seems to me that when Jesus is our standard by which our line and plumb are set, we are no longer part of a sagging, leaning wall about to fall in on itself. We are living stones in the building God has built as He imagined it from the beginning and will be complete in the end. The word you, Y-O-U, is used many places. In 1 John, some places it is you as an individual. Other places it's you as a group of believers. Yet others, you refers to whomsoever. It's not enough to just say you. Who exactly is being referred to? In this case, you is pointing at believers, as in verse 2, who are growing up into salvation. And verse 3, you have tasted that the Lord is good. So the word you refers to us as believers. We are the people. We are encouraged to grow within the boundaries, values, and blessings of salvation. In verse 5, we are the living stones, and each of us is a member of the holy priesthood. I believe it is stated this way, implying we were once of the worldly, without Christ type of priest. We are regarded holy because God has forgiven our sins. And verse 7 states we are this way because we have believed in Jesus Christ. We are believers and consequently Christians. When we get down to verse 9, we discover we, as Christians, are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a people whom God owned. And friends, the term Christians includes Jews and non-Jews or Gentiles. Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ as their God and Savior.